This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Gang's all here, ready to go. Big day tomorrow for Deshaun Watson, Cleveland Browns, the NFL. Have more on that coming up. Also, it feels like, depending on the day, depending on the week, Baker Mayfield is either going to Carolina or he's going to Seattle. We'll try to separate fact from fiction here coming up. Phone calls always welcome. And on Monday, we do best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator, Tyler the Operator, standing by. Also, we'll have a poll question and stat of the day, always brought to you by Panini, Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Fritzy, on Friday, as he's leaving, was talking to the backroom guys. And he said something along the lines of, I don't want to admit that I'm going to go see this movie this weekend. So I'm thinking, all right, what movie could that be? And he said, yeah, it's kind of a hokey movie. And I'm thinking, all right, maybe he's going to see Buzz Lightyear. He's already seen Top Gun. And then I find out that Fritzy was going to go see a movie that I want to see. And I've heard nothing but great things about the star of the movie. And it's also based off of one of the entertainers that I loved growing up. It's the Elvis Presley movie. So Fritzy was afraid to admit that he was going to go see the Elvis movie for some reason.
My initial thought was, is that cheesy to like want to go see an Elvis movie about this, you know, performer from many years ago? I was going to take my daughter and her boyfriend, and they're 17. They don't know anything from Elvis. Is this just, you know, I don't know if that was.
Like, I don't think your daughter and her boyfriend wanted you there.
They definitely do not.
Okay. How was the movie?
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was very well done. The actor for sure is going to be nominated. If he doesn't win, you know, an Academy Award, I'd be shocked if he's at the very least to be nominated.
Austin Butler, yeah. He's like early 30s. And I know that Denzel Washington helped him get that role, or at least wrote like a letter of recommendation. Tom Hanks plays Colonel Tom Parker.
And supposedly, from what I was reading anyway, the singing, because it sounded really good, all the early Elvis stuff, he did like a lot of the singing in the movie, and then the later stuff, they dubbed in a little bit and kind of mixed the real Elvis's voice with his for the later stuff.
Yeah, and the look of it, the feel of it, the dancing, all of those things. Looks like it's a very entertaining
movie.
Very
well done. Yeah. Definitely recommend you guys checking it out.
Right. Yeah. I was surprised that you, of all the cheesy things that you do.
I don't know why. I was like, the Elvis movie? What are you doing this week? I make us do the Elvis movie.
Yes.
I don't know why I thought that was like, kind of, really?
Heard great things about it. And he's dating Kaia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter, I believe. Sources close to me tell me. Yeah, Paul.
The Elvis movie is getting really good ratings. Very strong all over the place. Almost. Yeah. Almost like 100%. It's really kind of a resurgence in movies and theaters the past couple months. Yep. Top Gun is going to end up, might end up being the biggest movie of all time. It's on its way. They said internationally and nationally in America, it's going to be one of the top five movies grossing of all time when it's done. The Maverick one.
Is Avatar or which one? Titanic, Avatar? Which one of those is?
I read a thing about Top Gun. They're getting younger audiences, and then the older audiences saw the first one. And then you come off the pandemic where people haven't been in theaters in 2 years. It's like, and then everyone trusts Tom Cruise for big movies. So you put all that together, and it's going to be in the top five all time.
Well, he's the last movie star. I said that when this movie came out, that the theaters are banking, literally banking on Tom Cruise getting people to go to the theaters. And you know, I think there was a report that if it made $1 billion, he would make $100 million. But if you think about it, Tom Cruise got it made, got people back to the theaters. Is he worth $100 million if, you know, the industry is making $900 million off of that, or the theaters are making that? Tom is the last movie star. Yeah, Paul.
It flew past $1 billion last week.
Yeah.
Maverick. And they said it's not slowing down, and it could be up to like 1.3 when it's all done.
Yes, Todd.
And they were running all the trails. I didn't know there was another one coming. Maybe you guys did. But another Mission Impossible was among the trailers that they were showing before the Elvis movie.
He's a machine. He's going to be the biggest box office star in history as far as money made. He probably already is. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking at the list of movies. Top Gun Maverick is 15th all time in domestic charts for money made. All the other movies either have like an animated lion or a superhero in them. So his is like a movie that's neither. I know it's like a...
But this is... So Lion King is...
It's all like Avengers, Lion King, or like a superhero. The Dark Knight, Star Wars.
What's
type
the
movies.
Number one grossing movie of all time?
Give me a minute because there's mixed reports.
I thought it was Avatar. Or is it Titanic? Yes, Eden.
I think maybe it used to be. But I don't know if like one of the Avengers movies... Oh. You know, took it over.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Seen any of those movies. Yes, Paul.
They also put them in different categories, domestic gross, international gross. So Titanic in America might be the biggest ever.
All right. What is the biggest movie worldwide?
Ever?
Yeah.
Let's see. Top lifetime grosses, according to Box Office Mojo.
Yeah.
Yep. Avatar here at almost $2.8 billion.
God.
Then Avengers Endgame at also 2.8.
Wow.
Titanic. Star Wars, Avengers, yeah, just keeps going from there.
Yeah, I didn't see Avatar.
It's crazy how many of these movies on here are Marvel movies, though. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like Avengers, Black Panther, Iron Man, Captain America.
What was Iron Man the first Marvel movie? I did see that. But I don't watch any of those movies. So Star Wars, Star Trek, and Marvel movies. Yeah, Paul.
I got a list of the highest grossing movies by year in America. American movies.
Right.
American gross. Top Gun is one of only two movies in the past 20 years that isn't like Hunger Games, Avengers, Harry Potter, Avatar, that type of fantasy. A more scripted drama was the highest grossing movie. This movie was released in 2014, made $350 million. American Sniper with Bradley Cooper.
Wow.
That was the biggest movie in America dollar-wise in 2014.
And then I wonder what you get up front or guarantee or back end. Because a lot of these actors will say, I'll just take back end. Give me a percentage of what the movie makes. Some will get, you know, my fee is $20 million up front. And then you get a percentage on the back end. Yes, Todd.
And another one of the trails was actually Avatar, The Way of Water, coming December 16th. to a theater near you. They got another Avatar coming out a little before Christmas.
I guess I should watch the first Avatar before I watch that one. Yeah, see.
Haven't seen the first one either. Yeah, I have no interest.
I didn't either.
Me neither.
None. Yeah. I saw Titanic because I love love. Yes, Mark.
There was enough room for Jack to get up on that makeshift raft that...
The piece of wood.
That Rose was on.
Yeah, I know.
Rose, come on, be better. She was kind of trash in that movie, by the way.
Whoa.
Okay. Be better.
Easy. And she was. What?
Whoa, easy.
not on my watch, mister.
Whoa.
All hands on deck. Okay. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Come on now.
Bloop, bloop. All right.
I'll never let go.
Come on. We're a family show.
Better than that.
Yeah. I like that. Okay, welcome to the program here. Yeah. Already in progress.
Avs, huh?
Avs. How about them Avs? This is how it sounded last night in Tampa.
1 second. It's over. They did it. The job is done. The Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions. And they will lift Lord Stanley a mile high.
That is courtesy of Bally Sports West. Or no, it's not. It's Altitude Radio Network. It is Altitude Radio Network. I think the altitude is getting to me this morning. Thank you, Marvin. With a guaranteed championship opportunity on the line, your favorite superstars will do whatever it takes to seize their moment. Don't miss WWE Money in the Bank, Saturday, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, streaming live on Peacock. You can watch this program on Peacock, streaming partners, and download the app. Say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country as well. Sam in Portland leads us off this hour. Good morning, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great.
First time, long time, 200-5-7. All right. Those small hands are working. I'm on my way to the live tour here in Portland. I'm volunteering.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and I'm going to be working at the driving range, so I get to see all the players.
All right. Well, okay. Congratulations. Anything else?
I got a trivia for you, but Polly can't get on the computer and look this up, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. what is the biggest difference between the two hockey teams that just played, other than all the other hockey teams that played in the past?
The biggest difference?
Yes, sir. The biggest difference.
Okay. Sounds like a trick question. All right. Well, for the sake of time here, Sam, what is the answer?
Well, what do you think? Dan Patrick swag if I win? Well, anyway, answer. Sorry.
Let's wrap this up.
Come on, Sam.
Okay. The answer is the two teams are their names are not plural.
No. We already talked about that. Before it started, Sam. Yeah, we mentioned that.
Does he still get the swag?
No.
He does not.
No. Damn, Sam. Yes, Paul.
You know what else isn't plural? Bad call. Not calls. Call. Come on.
You're better than that. Joe in Omaha. Joe? Top that.
Good morning, DP.
Yeah.
I'll do my best. My best and worst of the weekend. Well, actually, let me start over. First time, long time. 5'7.5", 204. But I do have a best and worst of the weekend. Being from Omaha, my best is the College World Series and getting some national shine on Omaha once a year.
Yep.
And then my worst of the weekend, I read an article last night about Steve Mongo McMichael, and I'm not even a Bears fan, but just a sports fan. And it's obviously sad to...
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah, Steve McMichael played for the Super Bowl-winning Bears. Kind of a... You know, one of those guys that a little bit more forgotten because he didn't have sacks. He played interior defensive lineman, but a character. I went to his apartment with him and his wife. I got to know him in Chicago, and I went to his apartment that overlooked the lake. He's got ALS now. Back then, I mean, very generous, funny, colorful guy. And, he's got a battle on his hands. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, and people, are pushing to him for him to be a Hall of Famer. He did have 95 career sacks as an interior defensive lineman, yeah, which would be, that's top five all time.
Yeah, yeah. He just got overshadowed. There were so many great defensive players. It's like the Steelers. They had Mean Joe Green. I mean, they had all those linebackers. And LC Greenwood. They had guys who got overshadowed there. But you had Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Andy Russell, Mel Blount. These great defenses, sometimes you forget about some of the other guys who do the dirty work there. But that's a lot of sacks for an interior lineman. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk to our good buddy Albert Breer from the Monday Morning Quarterback. What he thinks will happen. Yeah, Seton.
Something, by the way, it's really still bugging me, but something feels really unfair about going to volunteer at the LIV Tour. They're paying like a gajillion dollars for everything else, but oh no, I'm a volunteer there.
Okay.
Bunch of crap.
Got to keep the cost down. Right. Got to afford your next superstar. Yeah, Paul.
If you're going to sell out, you got to sell.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow. Well, I don't know if Portland's going to show up. I don't know how big this is there, but it's in Portland. But and then what? Yeah, Matthew Wolf is the latest to join. I had heard all weekend long that there was going to be somebody who was playing in the Travelers in Hartford, and they did a wonderful job. Like, once again, that atmosphere you can't replicate on the LIV Tour. And maybe people don't care. Maybe the golfers don't care. I do. When you're watching and you're watching it and it comes down to one or two shots, LIV can't get that. And maybe they don't want to, or maybe, bigger play here. But this is not a what'd you do in the first year. This is probably a long play here. We'll revisit this in 3 to 5 years and go, okay, was it successful? Is it successful? Is it still happening? The USFL, I think by most standards, was successful this year. Whether you watched it or, bought into it, they kept costs down, location, they did some smart things. You just said, hey, we're in Birmingham. And now if you do, what happens in year two and the players that play and exposure, they're also trying a lot of, it's almost like it's a test lab for the NFL where they go, what kind of rules can we do? What kind of technology? So there's a lot of things. And if you work in conjunction with the NFL, unlike the original USFL, then you got a chance to be successful, sustainable. And I think that's what has been great about the USFL. Know your limitations. Know your audience. Now go out there and develop a product. We'll take a break. We're back after this. We'll talk some football here on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something you can actually want, something you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, can't go wrong with cashback, right? Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more. Discover.com/match. Discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. This family takes turns, turning heads. Brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. I'm walking my puppy yesterday morning. So Winnie is a year old. Got a lot of energy. And no one is in the area park where I'm walking her. Got her on the leash. And all of a sudden, see a couple come up, husband and wife, a little bit older. And they're, you know, Winnie sees them and, of course, wants to go and say hello to him. And the guy goes, oh, look at this puppy. And he goes, is she friendly? I go, yes, very friendly, very friendly. He goes, you can let her off the leash. So I let her off the leash. Boom. Right in the cup check. Bends over. So she gives him a headbutt to the groin, and he goes down. And I feel terrible. I mean, not as bad as he felt. But
with the crown, like Palomalo? Yeah,
yes. She would have been suspended a couple of games leading with the crown. But I felt bad. And his wife started laughing. And so... But there was nothing I could do because I thought, well, do I stand here with the dog while he's doubled over, or do I go, see you later? But he did kind of ask for it, and she shows her love in different ways there. That's why, you know, Penny's Bang Biscuits, they're really for your dog as a treat when they do something good. And that's why my dog gets no treats. She gets no Penny Bang Biscuits. Yeah,
she's a very hard head, too.
Yeah, she headbutted Paulie the other day.
Saw stars.
Yes, she does. She has no friends except for Tyler. That is it. Two different sizes of Penny's Bang Biscuits, the bite-sized treats. Perfect rewards for a training session anytime you want to thank your dog for good behavior. The biscuits are handmade from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales will be given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry. Very proud of this. And I have a rescue. Penny, the house dog, is a rescue. So if you get that opportunity, they are great dogs. They are never short on love. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, there, Dan. How's everything going there? I hope you guys had a good weekend.
Thank you, Jeff.
Listen, first of all, the Browns, man, I just want to make a quick comment. They like the worst. And it makes me wonder what Kyler Murray or Lamar is saying to their guys. Like, if this guy gets 230, I know I can get paid. They're just making a mockery of it. The Detroit Lions fans say, at least we're not the Browns. Now, I need the food police on this one right here. Possible poll question. Last week, you guys were talking about milk before cereal. My question is, and I'm sure Paulie is going to comment on this one, what's more egregious, milk before cereal, hot sauce on prime rib or filet, ketchup on a brat, or your boy Rich Eisen hates it, pineapple on a pizza?
All right. All the above for me.
Yeah, a lot of issues there.
Yeah.
We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist, Monday morning quarterback. Albert's on vacation. Fritzy still tracked him down. And Albert, kind enough to join us on the program. Albert, thank you for allowing us to interrupt your vacation there.
No, it's okay. Like, we had, we actually were going to be set up at the house that we rented, and my kid asked to go to the aquarium, and this is the time of year I can't really say no. So I'm outside the aquarium trying to find an internet connection, which probably everybody in, like, a 500-yard radius is like, what the hell is that guy doing walking around with a laptop in his hand? So.
Well, thanks for joining us. We won't keep long. What do you expect to happen tomorrow during the hearing for Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I think people have sort of mistaked it to be that, Sue L. Robinson, the former U.S. District Court judge, is just going to hear Deshaun's case. She's also going to hear the case from the league, and she's going to hear the case from the union. And everybody knows that the sides have an idea of what everybody's going to be presenting. And, I think the league has been strident in wanting a year suspension. My understanding is that the settlement talks collapsed over the league's insistence on a year suspension. And now they're going to be looking for something indefinite, where he'd have to apply to get back in after a year. And then the union is going to ask for much lighter punishment on the basis of the league's case not being as strong as a lot of people think it is. And the key component to the union's case is the league tomorrow is only going to be bringing the cases of five women. So we've heard about the 24 women who've sued, and obviously other women who've alleged wrongdoing on the part of Watson. But the league is only going to be bringing the cases of five women tomorrow. And then, of course, the union's case is that based on that and based on what we've seen with owners like Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, and especially Dan Snyder, a year suspension is way too much. And then, after that, I think, as you know, she'll take that under advisement, make a recommendation on penalty, and then it'll either go to the commissioner or his designee.
The NFL, is there a max that they could ask for? Can you hear me, Albert?
I got you, yeah.
What would be the max you think the NFL could ask for?
Well, the NFL is going to ask for an indefinite suspension, which the term in the CBA is actually called banishment, which we've seen players get that in the past. And essentially what that means is the player's gone for the period for a period of a year, and it's almost like he's not in the league, right? Like, so his contract tolls, he's not paid. And then after he's served a season, then he has the opportunity to apply for reinstatement. And in a lot of cases, it does wind up being a year suspension. But that's what the NFL is going to be looking at. Whereas, obviously the union is going to look at it and say, that, again, based on the cases, you know, of Kraft, of Jones, of Snyder, and the way the league handled those, you know, a banishment penalty would be way too much. And again, like my understanding is the settlement talks centered on the idea of a year suspension. And Watson wasn't going to go for that. The league, you know, basically offered that as less than banishment. You just serve a year suspension and then you're back in. And the league wouldn't move off of its position there. Watson's team obviously wouldn't go for the year suspension, so the settlement talks collapsed, and we have our hearing tomorrow.
Who gets traded first, Baker Mayfield or Jimmy G?
You know, this gets interesting now, just because there are some moving parts with both guys. Obviously, with Baker, you know, the Deshaun situation, as much as – and look, like Baker has made it clear to everybody around him, he's done with the Browns, and this is unfixable. And even if the Browns double back to him and after, say, Watson is suspended for a year – he wouldn't want to go back there. It may still present the best opportunity. And I don't know that the Browns would reverse course on this because they certainly haven't operated over the last 3 months, like a team that was leaving the door open at all. But if it is a year, I mean, would they leave that door open? Maybe. Or reopen that door, I mean, maybe. Whereas with Jimmy G, I just think once his shoulder heals, the dynamic changes a little bit. And then, as has been the case with Mayfield, the money comes into play. And Jimmy's in a little bit of a different spot than Baker is. Baker has that $18.8 million fully guaranteed. So all he has to do is sit there, and he'll get it. You know. Whereas with Jimmy, that money doesn't become guaranteed till week one. So, you know, if another team wants to come in and negotiate with him and say, we're willing to trade for you, but we're only willing to pay X, Jimmy might feel compelled to take it because if the Niners cut him, well, then, you know, obviously there's a lot of uncertainty on how much money he's going to make in 2022. So I would say the likelihood is, and the likelihood has been, that Baker would get moved first, but just the situation with Deshaun's, case, going through this week. And then, I think the health of Jimmy's shoulder and Jimmy being able to throw within the next couple of weeks could change the dynamic.
Talking to Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for the Monday Morning Quarterback. Feels like every year this time, Daniel Snyder is somehow stepping in it and somehow he steps out of it. But is this different this year?
There are two things that I think Roger Goodell has done over the last 6 months that make this a little bit different, Dan. And I think you and I both know Roger's very, very careful and calculated on everything he says about any owner. And back at the Super Bowl, and I think we've talked about this before, Roger actually detailed for everyone at a press conference the process for ousting an owner. I may have been the only one. I was stunned when he did that, because that to me signals somebody signed off on him saying that. Somebody was okay with him saying that. So that's number one. And then last week, he continuously in front of Congress positioned Daniel Snyder being out of day-to-day operations for the Commanders as a suspension. Snyder's team quietly has pushed back very hard against that notion. So I think you add one thing to the other, right? You add Roger's willingness to talk about how to oust an owner to Roger positioning Snyder's absence from the team as a suspension and as a punishment for everything that went on in that building the last 20 years. And I think you're starting to see where I don't know if the owners are going to have the stomach to vote one of their own out, because I don't think any of them want to set that precedent. They don't want anybody looking through their trash too. I don't know that they have the appetite for that. But what I do think could happen over the coming months, and I think you may be starting to see signs of this with the way Roger's operating, is the temperature might get turned up on Snyder, where they try to test him and stuff keeps coming out on him, and maybe they try to see if there's a way to force him out without having to vote him out, where it gets to the point where it's untenable for him to own the team anymore, and he decides, I can get $4 or $5 billion for this team. I don't need this trouble anymore. I'm out. He's obviously already shown that the threshold for that's going to be really, really high. He didn't walk away the way that Jerry Richardson walked away a few years ago when, you know, his own scandal happened in Carolina. But I wouldn't be surprised if the owners in the league try to turn up the pressure on Daniel Snyder to sell before taking any sort of action on voting on him, on his viability as an owner.
Warren Sapp made some headlines suggesting that Colin Kaepernick's workout with the Raiders was a disaster. Have you heard anything to the contrary?
Coming out of the workout, really what I heard was he's in shape and he looked fine. But I didn't hear it was a disaster. At the same time, I didn't hear it was any sort of revelation. You know, the sense I got from the Raiders people is it's about where we expected it to be, based on, you know, what you'd seen over the last few years, the clips of him throwing and everything else. Still has a really strong arm. Again, he's in shape. They were able to test him in certain ways. Did he look great? I mean, maybe not, but I think, you know, he certainly looked like he could play quarterback in the NFL, given, you know, enough ramp-up time to do it. That was sort of what I heard coming out of it. I didn't hear what Warren Sapp heard, but I also didn't hear that this was some sort of, like, light turning on for the Raiders, where it's like, wow, how was this guy out of the league the last few years?
Go back to the aquarium. Thanks for joining.
I'm sorry about the connection issues, Dan. We'll do better next time. I promise. Next time, I'll be on a more solid connection here.
Thank you, Albert.
Everybody can stop looking at me weird around here now.
Albert Breer. It looks like he's talking to nobody on his phone somewhere on his vacation. Senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the Monday Morning Quarterback. Fritzy goes, hey, Albert's on his vacation. I said, oh, tell him that we don't want to bother him. He goes, no, he wants to know what time that he can join us. And we appreciate him. I think he's one of the bright reporters covering the game. He's a good conversation. I don't feel like I'm interviewing. I feel like it's just a conversation. All right, a couple more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Steve in Florida. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind? Hey, Steve. Thanks, Steve. Oh, look who called in. It's Julianne from San Diego. Hi, Julianne.
Hey, DP.
Hi. Good to see you're calling in. Let's recap the bet.
I bet that they would sweep.
And Paulie took up the bet. You said that the Avs would sweep. And you would bet a pie, and Paulie said, I'll take you up on the bet. And I said, for every win Tampa has, you have to take a pie to the face. So
that's correct.
Congrats on the Avs winning, and congrats on getting two pies to the face.
Yep. So that would obviously be my best of the weekend is them winning, and my worst is them doing it and me still having to get two pies.
Okay, who's going to give you the pies to the face, and who's going to videotape this because we'd like to have you send it in?
Well, my best friend, Dan, who also is the person that turned me on to your show, you know, during COVID and everything when we didn't have anything else to do, he's going to give me the pies. And he says he's going to do it in a way where, you know, I don't know, they're coming in two separate times and all of that. So.
I like that. All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, once you do it, then I want you to get a hold of Tyler, and then we'll send it in. Yeah, Paulie.
I did some research, Dan, because I had to. Pasco County down in Florida said the official pie of the county is kumquat pie. I don't know if that's indigenous to the Tampa area. Mm. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know if Julianne's able to get that in San Diego, but she's got two pies, and her friend Dan is going to deliver those. Yes, Eden.
Shout out to them two for stepping up, doing it as a surprise.
I like
that. Really next level.
It is.
Well done.
Yeah. I need video, though. We have to have video confirmation that she's paying up on the bet. And we'll send out the Pie Slam-a-Jamma t-shirt to her.
Her and Dan.
Her and
they
Dan.
They can each have one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey, we discovered your show during the pandemic. We had nothing else going on.
We're so bored.
Yeah, I know. We're so bored, we're watching your show. Yeah. Hey, we'll take him.
Yeah.
Yeah. However we get you. Shut-ins, yeah, we'll take you. Don't have the strength to get up and change the channel, we'll take you. Yeah, Paul.
Judge gives you an ankle bracelet for 6 months, we'll take you.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. Take a break. More phone calls coming up after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Best and worst of the weekend. More phone calls coming up. I love playing this sound effect. Here is Shohei Ohtani on Friday night.
Hammer! Destroyed that baseball! Stare it down!
It's just...
Segoy!
Wow, it's so great. Nobody hits a baseball... No one hits a baseball like that. Nobody. That's courtesy of Bally Sports.
Hammered!
Yes.
Love that.
Hammer! Destroyed that!
You know when somebody will put their finger in their cheek and do the... Yeah, it's almost... It sounds like it's artificially made. Yeah. Hammered! All right, best and worst of the weekend, Todd.
Best of the weekend, as mentioned earlier, took the family to see the Elvis movie Saturday. We all enjoyed it. Expect Austin Butler, who played Presley, to be up for an Academy Award. Worst of the weekend, an interview with the Washington Post Pacers rookie Benedict Mathurin, if I'm hopefully pronouncing that right, called out LeBron. A lot of people say he's great, he says. I want to see how great he is. I don't think anybody's better than me. He's going to have to show me he's better than me. What is that about?
Okay, I'd like to know if he was how he was asked the question. I mean, it is a pretty bold statement to make, and it feels like that could come back and haunt you with a posterized dunk by LeBron here. I mean, I like confidence, but I also like humility, and he was probably long on confidence and very short on humility there. Yes.
He did preface it by saying he's great and he's looking forward to the challenge of playing him, but still, he is saying he's going to have to show me he's better than me. So LeBron James.
Yeah, I don't think LeBron has to show you anything. I think he just goes scoreboard. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend, Stan Kroenke finally getting a break, huh?
Yeah.
Another ring?
Yeah.
Good for you, Stan.
You know, billionaire, finally, things are falling his way.
He's picked up two this year. If I'm an Arsenal fan, where he also owns Arsenal in the Premier, I'm putting my money heavy on Arsenal this year.
Okay.
The Stan Kroenke run keeps going.
Okay. Right.
My worst of the weekend, and I feel badly about this, but I started watching that show Loot on, I think it's on like Apple TV maybe.
Loot.
Yeah. And it's one of those shows where it feels like there's a good show in there, but they just got it wrong. It's with Maya Rudolph, who you know from Saturday Night Live, and she plays a woman who's married to a billionaire who then gets divorced and gets like $87 billion, and she's trying to figure out what to do with her life. There's a good show in there somewhere.
So it's not based off Bill Gates getting divorced from his wife.
Or any other mega rich billionaire who may have recently gotten divorced.
Okay.
Possibly there might be some parallels there.
Right.
Yeah, but not great.
Okay. I watched The Man from Toronto, Woody Harrelson and Kevin Hart. It was, you know what? It'll take up an hour and a half, 2 hours of your day.
Solo nap. Which would you recommend?
There's some funny parts in there. Let's put it that way. Some funny parts. Yeah, Steve.
I watched recently a movie with Kevin Hart and The Rock called Central Intelligence, which could have been really good. It was really close to being really good, but then, and it was kind of like a family-friendly movie, except all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they would make these horrendously inappropriate jokes that you would be like, whoa, where did that just go? Why did they do that? If they had gotten rid of like the, and I'm not someone who's like prudish like that. I don't mind curses or like foul humor or language or whatever, but when it's really out of place, it was like, dang, why'd they just do that? Like this movie would have been hilarious if they didn't throw in all these, references.
Well, we're comedians. We make inappropriate jokes. That's what we do. We make inappropriate jokes. You got to deal with it. That's what comedians do.
Thank you, Todd.
Can I finish?
That's his Kevin Hart impersonation. And then he's now. I come in today, and I hear him singing Elvis.
Wise men sing.
No.
You ain't another but a hound dog.
No. You're the one that was embarrassed to say he was going to see the Elvis movie.
Now I'm all in on Elvis, and that's all I'm doing is like singing songs and trying to impersonate him.
Todd just, you know, found Elvis Presley. Like, what, 50 years after he died?
I was very annoying to be around for several hours after that movie. Just like the Rocky movies, you're running around and you're pretending you're boxing people or jumping rope or something.
Marv, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. Our very own Seton O'Connor getting that love on the big channel.
Yeah,
ESPN.
Seton was on ESPN with his son and his wife at a Hartford Soccer?
Hartford
Athletic, yeah.
What league are they in?
USL Championship, which is like, it's like second tier soccer, so it's just below MLS.
Oh, okay.
Which is awesome. And it has like legit talent that's, you know, going overseas to Europe and stuff. But yeah, I've been described before on those broadcasts as Hartford Athletic's most famous fan, which is pretty great. And normally those games are on the Mothership Plus. but this one was actually on the main ESPN proper. And so they showed us, they kept going back to me and my family for the better part of like 2 minutes. They kept showing us, and we had no idea that we were on camera. So I'm slugging down beers. And like, I'm like sort of clapping, you know, but it's really hot and I got no energy or whatever. Yeah. It was really fun though. And yeah, my Twitter blew up like, you guys are on right now.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
I love, I don't know what you, like you're applauding, you're clapping, like there's a chant or something going.
Well, that's the thing. There's like the supporter section, which is called the Bonanza, right? And they have drums and all this stuff, and you're sort of clapping along with them. Normally, if it's less hot and there's more of a crowd, I'm usually up screaming and yelling and like,
I love it. They got Seton cracking open a beer.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Great.
Yeah, but yeah. I had my water with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. What else, Marv?
Worst of the weekend. Hey, my Avalanche, big win, but yeah, my Avalanche.
Your Avs.
Hey, day none. I've been there from 2 years ago. I've been a fan.
Wow, long time.
Hey, yeah, first time, long time. Let's go.
Yeah.
First
time, short time.
That's right. The Avalanche, one of the players dented the bottom of the Stanley Cup on their way to celebrate.
Well, they were doing a team picture, and he's skating over. He trips, and then he dents the Stanley Cup. He actually runs the cup right into the goalie's groin. Yes, Paul.
Marv especially likes it when they have a shorthanded goal.
Oh. Wow.
That was T-ball. Wow. That was on a T.
Wow.
Dang, Marv, are you going to take that?
Yes.
Okay. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. Ole Miss Baseball College World Series. I think I love SEC baseball names. Here's a few. Knox LaPoser, Hudson Sapp. Hayden Leatherwood, Kemp Alderman.
When Kemp came up, I go, oh my God, that is so SEC.
I could go on for days. Banks Tolley. These are names. It's like the opposite of Key and Peele. Ben Van Cleve, Riley Maddox. I love the names. Other best of the weekend. This is a real one. The Atlanta Braves fans are awesome the way they treated Freddie Freeman, their former star, all weekend. They just cheered him and gave him a lot of stuff. He was in tears a couple times during his thing. You don't have to be a psychologist to think, I wonder if he's having second thoughts about taking the big payday. He's playing great for the Dodgers, hitting 305. But the welcome back they gave in the Braves fans, was that went a long way with their image.
Well, I think you could get through a couple of games there, and then you go back to what reality is of you play for the Dodgers. That if you're having second thoughts, it's still a great place to be playing. But, it's nice to go back, but look, he's with a great team, great organization, and great paycheck. Coming up, Mariners Angels, toe to toe. We'll have more on this and more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. 2 hours in on this Monday, one more to go. Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour two, M-Drive. M-Drive's here to help you in the month of June, every month for that matter, but June is Men's Health Month, the entire month dedicated to encouraging you to think about your health. As we get older, you want to stay energized, stay in shape. I've been taking M-Drive for a couple of years now, supplements for driven guys looking to increase their energy, strength, and drive. You can find it at mdrivedan.com, or if you're one of those people you like to hold up the package or read everything on it, you can. Walgreens Rite Aid and Vitamin Shop. They also have a new weight loss bundle. That includes M-Drive Lean, high-quality protein powder, satisfies the cravings, tastes great, made with clinically tested red orange extract, shown to reduce body weight. Also, M-Drive Boost and Burn, that comes in the bundle. Best-selling supplement, supports healthy testosterone levels, energy, and endurance. M-Drive weight loss bundle at mdrivedan.com. Automatic 10% savings, free shipping. If you don't like it after 60 days, get your money back guaranteed. mdrivedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.